This is Apollo Control, Houston, 85 hours, 21 minutes into the flight. A little more than 20 minutes since we've been in touch with Apollo 8. We should reacquire in about 18 minutes. To recap a bit, the crew was given a few hours extra rest, particularly Jim Lovell, on the 7th rev. Bill Anders presumably is also getting some nap time prior to the trans-earth burn a little later tonight. One or two things might be pointed up from today's revolutions around the Earth. We've noted the temperature excursions that have occurred. They weren't entirely unpredicted, but the variance interested people here on the consoles. Excursions over a 50-degree range. Another point that's proving interesting here with the passage of each rev is the fact that our apogee tends to grow ever so slightly, and our perigee tends to shrink. This has not been the experience in Earth orbital flight. The apogee tends to shrink ever so slightly, and the perigee usually remains stable, coming down somewhat. But the Earth orbital experience is explained by the ever so slight amount of drag exercised on spacecraft at perigee, which tends to pull down the apogee to slow the spacecraft somewhat at perigee, and the effect of it comes in at the high point of the orbit and tends to drop it down somewhat. Somewhat the opposite effect seems to be taking place in these revolutions around the moon. We have plots here on the first rev of 60.5 miles for apogee versus 60.9 perigee. And the next rev, 60.4 apogee versus 61.7 perigee. Then a 62 versus 60.1, a 62.3 apogee versus a 59.8. And the curve continues in that way. It's slight, but it's interesting, and it does not conform to the Earth orbital experience. And again, another reason for wanting to fly this navigational-operational Apollo 8 mission. At 85 hours, 24 minutes into the flight, this is Apollo Control, Houston.